Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey everyone, today I'm joined with Christina Curran. She is a psychic medium, a Reiki master and teacher. She's got her own YouTube channel, The Rainbow Warrior, if you want to check that out. She's also the co-host of the Ghosties podcast, and this is her third time to be on my show because I cannot get enough of her. We have some epic conversations on Instagram, and I was like, you know, if I want to know all the things we're talking about, I know my listeners will want to know. So, Christina, welcome again to my show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. I love being here.
Well, I tell you, I love having you, and I love just the conversations we get into because I have the advantage of just your knowledge of religion itself, but I also have the advantage of, or you had the advantage as well, of you talking about it with your spirit guides and what they have to tell you. So, the other day, we were talking about the infinite levels of heaven, or maybe we should call it the other side. And I really agree with you because I don't believe there's a hell, but I do believe that there are different levels of heaven for the people that maybe aren't on the same vibration or aren't as light and maybe more of a shadowy kind of soul. So can you kind of start my listeners understanding what we're talking about? And we'll just go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, so this is my understanding of what the other side looks like and how we will perceive it. And this is purely based on what my own spirit guides have told me. But there are levels to the other side, or if you want to call it heaven. Some people call it paradise. You know, there really is no right or wrong thing that we can call it. Right. It's where each of us will go once we leave this earth. But my understanding is there is a lower astral on the other side that kind of houses the folks that probably weren't so nice here in this life. Okay. People that don't have a conscience tend to go to the lower astral. Lower types of thought forms like hate or rage, you know, severe depression, that energy tends to, you know, sit in the lower astral. Okay. But this is really that place. And I feel like for anyone who's listening to the podcast today, if you are a frequenter of Leslie's podcast, my guess is you probably don't have to worry about the lower astral.
Right? You know? Well, and you know, and that's the thing. Well, that's the thing, because when I'll just get this wild hair and I'll just start sending voice messages through Instagram to Christina, because we do this all through Instagram. I call her through there and everything. It's just so great. And I'll say, hey, listen, so, and this is a while back, we started talking about this and it keeps coming back up because, you know, there are questions with me and with other people that I talk to about what happens to the Jeffrey Dahmers and the Hitlers and the people that are just really not, you know, on a higher level. And I, you know, like you said, the people that don't have feeling, the people that are really kind of evil people, because we don't believe in hell. I mean, it'd be like, you know, and I've said this before on my podcast, it'd be like me saying, okay, to my son or daughter, well, you murdered somebody, so I don't love you anymore and you're going to hell. That's just not the way God works, right?
So, right. Well, and to me, you know, whatever you want to call God, whether that be spirit or, you know, God, it is an all-loving God. You know, yes. I think here on earth, we have this perception that it's this scary, judgmental God that is waiting to judge us when we die, you know, sitting on this throne, you know, ominously, you know, towering over us, waiting to cast us out.
Right.
And that's just not how God works.
And Christina, tell them how you were raised. So you've had both sides of this.
Yeah, I was raised very strict Southern Baptist. And, you know, for the first 20 plus years of my life, I had really devoted my life to Christianity. Mm-hmm. So I was raised with, you know, this understanding that when I died, if I wasn't saved, right, you know, through Jesus, that I was going to go to hell. Right. You know, it didn't matter how I lived my life, even if I was a good person, if I wasn't saved through the blood of Jesus, that I was going to go to hell.
Right.
And that is just not true.
Right. Yeah.
The God that's up there, like the spirit that I have been able to get to know over these, you know, many years, is all loving. And, you know, it doesn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can make mistakes and we can grow as people and still be able to get into the other side and, you know, enjoy our afterlife.
Right.
Now, is that the case for, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer? I don't know. I would beg to differ that Jeffrey probably went right back into utero.
Okay. Well, why is that? Why would you think? Because, you know, that was another thing that I was like, okay, let's not even keep talking about this. We'll do this on the podcast. I want your theory on this part.
So my understanding from my own guides about what happens to people who are truly like the embodiment of evil, like they're dark entities here on the earth plane. And, you know, some examples of this, like Hitler, right. Mussolini, Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, right. You know, these guys that, you know, operated through the earth and their sole purpose was to hurt and take life. And, you know, they just wreaked havoc wherever they went.
But let me ask you something real quick, Christina. Okay, let's say that's what they planned on doing. Okay, so were they up there going, okay, I'm going to come down here, because if reincarnation is a thing, and I think it is, I want to wreak havoc, and then I want all the karma. Is it something that they didn't plan on it? It happened because we have free will. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know what you mean. It's almost like, do people choose to come in and be bad?
Yes.
Yes. And I do not believe that. No.
Okay.
I do not all believe right. that people choose to come and be bad. From my own, you know, guides' knowledge that they've, you know, given to me, the goal is to not hurt one another when we come here. The goal is to learn. The goal is to support each other and lift each other up. The goal is never to hurt or to take life.
Somehow they got derailed then, right?
Yes. Okay. I will say I have a little tidbit about Hitler that my guides have given me in regards to Hitler. Because I asked them about that. I was like, that's a massive amount of karma to take over to the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they said, part of that karma was not his, it was his father's. And I said, well, what do you mean? And they said, he was a very creative person. Mm-hmm. Like Hitler in general was very creative from what they said. And he was not allowed to explore that creativity within himself. Oh. From what I understand, he could have probably been an artist of some sort.
Okay.
But his dad stifled that creativity within his life, told him that it wasn't useful and not practical. So that almost demented him, if that makes sense.
I see that. Suppressing something that you love for so long can only can really do irreparable damage. And we've seen that already with what happened. So I can only, and it happens every day with people who, well, just like with religion or anything else. And I'm not picking on religion because I have no problem with any of them. Well, maybe a couple of them, maybe Scientology. I don't know. But yeah, it's just when you are so indoctrined in whatever someone else is influencing you in, sometimes people do a 180 and they go nuts. And that's pretty much what Hitler did.
Yes. You know, again, not to make excuses for anyone's behavior,
right.
because he had a horrendous experience here on the earth plane, you know?
Right, yeah.
But I will say that from what they said, you know, not everything is what we perceive it to be in terms of karma. You know, his dad had a major role in that because had he been allowed to pursue those artistic, you know, types of pastimes and channel that energy in a creative way, from the impression they've given me, I don't know that we would have had the same turnout with him you know, that we saw here on the earth plane.
Wow. And see,
so a large part of his karma, from what my guide said, is being paid back by his own father.
It's interesting, though, to me, Christina, because you would think that every individual soul has their own path and they're not carrying on someone else's karma. Why is that? Do you have any idea?
You know, I think that when we come into this life and we, you know, have relationships with other people, whether that be our spouses, our children, our friends, I think that by being involved, you know, in other people's lives, quite simply creates this like 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon, you know, in our life.
Yeah.
Just becoming involved, you influence others. And by influencing others, that can sway them, you know, to and from something that may or may not be supportive for them.
Right.
So while you come in with your own plan, it's almost like this spider web that's, you know, over top of everything else of, you know, how we impact others. And I think that that's a huge, you know, part of our karmic cycle is being able to impact others in a positive way and not disempowering other people.
Right. It's almost like those soul contracts, you know, you're in contract with maybe everything that happens within everyone's lives who you've contracted with. Maybe that's part of it, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I do think so. Yeah. I think, you know, in these little different ways, you know, we create these ripple effects and echoes in other people's lives. And it ultimately echoes back into ours as well, you know, in terms of what we've learned from these other people.
Right.
So it's very interesting.
It is. And, you know, that's another thing. So all these different levels. At first, before we started recording, I was like, so I know there's like 7 levels of heaven. And you're like, no, there are infinite levels. And I'm like, what? But it makes sense. So it really makes sense, because it's not like we can categorize every single one. It's impossible with the amount of, you know, souls here and there and everywhere. So can you describe some of the upper, the middle, and the lower ones for the listeners a little bit better?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
So you want to think of the other side as a place where we can hang out with our family, our friends who have passed on, even our animals that we've loved in, you know, every incarnation that we've lived, they are all there.
Wow.
But we really are on the other side to learn. Like, that's our sole purpose, is to continue expanding our consciousness to learn. Mm-hmm. So when I heard that there were infinite levels, it wasn't surprising to me, because you learn, and as you continue to learn, you continue to ascend to these other different levels,
right,
of
okay.
the other side.
Okay.
So some of them could be like baby steps. Some could be like astronomical steps, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. I like to think of it as, you know, we have the lower astral where some of the not so nice folks go to. And I believe that because they don't have a conscience, because they don't have the awareness of empathy, mm-hmm. from what my guides have said, because they don't have that knowledge and awareness yet, they don't have the same type of spirit and soul that the rest of us do. They're still in that learning process.
Oh, wow.
And again, not to, you know, discount what these people do in their life, because quite often they wreak a ton of havoc and take life while they're here. But what my guides have said is, you know, if you really think about it, if someone doesn't know how to empathize with someone, that's something they have to learn how to do. So once they cross over into the other side and go to the lower astral, they almost always go back into utero.
Okay.
They almost always go back into utero. And this is why you hear these moms, you know, telling stories about children that act completely out of character for the environment they've been raised in.
Right.
You know, in terms of their parental role figures, it's completely out of the ordinary. And these children are almost like trying to kill their parents. This is usually one of these souls that's just left, you know, the lower astral and entered into utero.
Okay.
It's usually that.
Because if you think about it, if you don't believe in hell, then I don't think I believe in Satan, but I do believe in dark things within our realm here on Earth, you know, whether it's, so what are your thoughts on Satan and what are your thoughts on demons here?
So my guides have always said that hell is the earth plane.
Okay.
That there is no Satan. There is no devil, you know, waiting to drag you to hell. There are no demons.
Okay.
Those were creations and constructs that were created by the church in order to keep the masses in fear and keep people in line.
Wow. What do you think about exorcisms, though? And some of them look really real. What do you think about that?
So my understanding from my own guides about exorcisms is not all, but the vast majority of exorcisms have a mental health component to them that is pretty much responsible for the phenomena that's occurring. It's some sort of mental health issue.
Okay.
But not every one of them is a mental health issue from what they've said. We can experience a spirit attachment, but I don't personally believe in full-on possession of the soul. I don't think that that's possible,
okay.
just from what my own guides have told me.
Okay,
yeah, because it's just, you know, it's the whole thing with Satan and the whole things with demons. So if that's the case there, if there are no demons, do you think that there are malevolent forces on Earth, you know, or whatever?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Are they more like tulpas that we create? I mean, how does that work?
You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the law of attraction, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I think if we want to create a devil in our life or some sort of demonic force in our life because we so strongly believe that it's there, then our minds will create that absolutely, like a tulpa,
okay.
as what you said.
Yeah.
But are there still evil things that lurk on Earth? Is that something that God allows?
So my understanding about lower level entities, from my understanding from my guides, there aren't demons on the Earth as the church has portrayed them.
Okay.
But there are lower level earth entities and earth spirits that we could liken to demons, but they are not, their purpose is not to steal our soul and drag it to hell. Their purpose more so is, again, to guard the earth. And at times, because of human interaction with earth spirits, that can dement their energy as well, because they're really not meant to interact with us.
Okay.
And because of that, that can trigger their energy to attach to our auric fields. Oftentimes, too, because they are lower level entities, they don't really have a consciousness, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does, but it's
not the same as ours. They're more part of like a group soul in terms of earth spirits. Like their sole purpose is to keep watch and care for nature and the earth.
So they're not supposed to interact with us. So yeah.
They're not supposed to interact with us. Their sole purpose is to care for the earth.
So are those elementals?
I think some of them could be considered as elementals. Some of them could probably be considered, you know, we've all heard of like earth sprites or fairies.
Right.
I am a full believer in fairies, for those of you who are probably at home, like with your jaw dropping.
Hey, I've had a fairy expert on my podcast. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. So, okay, that's that level. So we've got probably several lower level. So what is like a mid-level? Would that be for people that are just normal people like us? And then maybe monks or nuns go to a higher? How does all that work? I guess it just depends on the soul, from what you've told me.
So here's my understanding about the middle astral. This is my understanding of what like Christians deem as heaven. Mm-hmm. I've heard that it's very beautiful. It's full of gardens. I've heard from many different spirits that I've channeled during readings. I tend to hear the same things over and over again during readings. And one of the things that I heard about the middle astral is it's almost like it looks like a lake resort.
Oh, really?
yeah, seriously. I've heard that there are all these houses up, you know, like almost like on this, not a beach, but it looks almost like this little lake resort.
Wow.
There's all these little houses up on the shoreline. And then I've even seen like boats and things that are in the water. And this is where our family will go, especially I've found in terms of religion, if you have a family member that was super religious in life, they tend to go to the middle astral upon passing. And I think it's purely because I think religion in some ways is a construct that we all have to deconstruct.
Yes.
I think that they tried to put God in a box, basically, and God cannot be put in a box. So to expand your consciousness in that way and bring your consciousness out of that small box is very freeing. And it's something that many of us don't ever get the opportunity to do in this life. So because of that, we usually go to the middle astral.
Okay.
And that's usually where they educate us more about, hey, you know, it doesn't just stop at religion. It keeps going. You can expand your mind more. But this is what I've heard quite often from family is that, especially if they were tied to like organized religion and things like that, they usually go the middle astral so they can learn more to know, hey, it doesn't just stop here.
Right.
We can keep learning more and it's not, you know, sacrilegious to what we believe.
Right. And that's the thing, because, you know, with every religion, I'm not conformed just to one way of thinking, like, oh, you have to be saved to go to heaven. You have to take communion to can continue being a Catholic, or you have to be perfect in a Mormon and, you know, not drink coffee or you're going to go to hell. I mean, it's just, to me, that's ludicrous.
Right.
That's just insane.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Think about it, too. We talked about this in our podcast as well, but we talked about communion. Communion to me is a ritual.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, there is witchcraft within the church. You know,
you are
quite literally, symbolically drinking the blood of Christ. That is very much so prevalent in witchcraft and in ritualism.
Absolutely. I agree. And don't get me wrong, nothing against any of that, because, you know, my sister's Catholic and she loves being a Catholic.
And you know what? It speaks to her. She's moved by it. And to me, if you feel it is right in your soul to be whatever you want to be, my goodness, don't stop doing that. If that is what is right for you, please, I mean this with all respect to any religion. I don't care really what religion it is. If it's working for you and you feel like it is helpful to your soul and your family or whatever, my goodness, never stop doing that.
Right, right. Absolutely. And definitely, I don't mean to pass any sort of judgment or make anyone feel comfortable about their own religious beliefs or practices. This is solely just from my experience and what I've heard from my own guides.
Well, and it's honestly, like you said before we started recording, you were like, you know, I just want to let people know, regardless of how religious or not religious they are, they don't have to be afraid of death. They don't have to be afraid of where they're going to go, because no matter what, God, our source, creator, whatever you want to call him, he will never let you go. He won't let you go. Now, I do have a question, though. Okay, when it comes to ghosts, are those people on a lower level and just kind of stuck because of free will? Or is it just literally because maybe a religious thing and they're afraid to be judged? And what are your thoughts on those?
So here's my understanding about ghosts. I call ghosts earthbound spirits. In Catholicism, they refer to them as souls in purgatory.
Right.
But my understanding of earthbound spirits or ghosts is a lot of times when people pass away, they carry so much guilt or fear around their own life that they will quite literally refuse to cross over because they're so afraid to.
Right.
So they will just adamantly refuse. And from what my guides have said, you kind of have this small little window anyway after you pass over, regardless of your method of passing. Everybody kind of hangs around up until their funeral. Most people will hang around to like watch their funeral, see how everything goes, make sure their family's tucked in, and then they cross over to the other side. Some people go immediately, but most people stay because they just want to see what's going to happen.
They're still curious. Yeah.
They still want to see what's going to happen, you know? But my understanding after that is once you get outside of that, you know, window, it's very easy to get stuck on the earth plane. Okay. Now, granted, there is always either a guardian angel, a family member, or a spirit guide there that's waiting to take your hand and help you to cross over. But these people, because they have so much fear or resistance to facing God, you know, there's this perception in society that there's this scary God waiting on the throne to judge you when you die, and that they're going to cast you into hell if you made even the smallest of mistakes. And that is just not true.
It's not true.
We judge ourselves. Yes. We judge ourselves on the other side.
Yes. Well, we have that life review.
Yeah. There is no scary God waiting to judge us. We judge ourselves. But also people who are super tied to the earth, for instance, like, you know, we've all met somebody who is a super big control freak.
Oh, yeah.
They can't let anybody else take the reins. They have to be in control of everything. These people quite often have a hard time passing as well because they don't know what they're going to expect.
Right.
Quite often they will just refuse to even acknowledge that they passed, and they will just walk around in this dream state until someone like me comes across to them and says, hey, you do know that you passed, right? Usually they'll be like, are you serious? Really? I'm dead? That's why nobody talks to me anymore?
Oh, they don't even, you know, that's what's so crazy. They don't even realize that they're gone. Yeah. They're just living their life like that movie, The Others, with Nicole Kidman. She's just living her life with her kids. And for some reason, the curtains keep going different ways. And she doesn't know why they're not staying closed or open or whatever. But let me ask you this. I'm getting kind of woo-woo now. So if it is true and we live other lives on different planets, because let's be honest, this universe is too vast to not have other lives somewhere else. Yeah. Do you think that people on a lower vibration, like a Jeffrey Dahmer, could be something that is learning to be human, a more human-like? Yes. Do you see where I'm going with that? Okay. They could be fresh from another planet.
We agree.
Okay.
I absolutely agree. I think that Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy are somewhere over on the other side learning how to be human, how to respect the sanctity of life. I think that's what they're probably still learning now.
Okay.
And that might be hard for people to hear. They might think that, you know, these people, because they did such awful things, they deserve to be somewhere terrible.
Right.
Well, and don't get me wrong. I think anyone who hurts anybody, children, men, women, animals, any of that, the first thing you want, oh, I hope they go straight to hell. Right. You know, and that's the first, yeah. But you know what? My thing is, it doesn't work that way. It's not that black and white. And we don't know the whole story. Not giving them excuses. That is not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is they will go somewhere. And from what you've told me, I think it's not real pleasant being on the lower level of that, right? What do your guides say?
Quite often when I have asked them about the lower astral, they call it the jungle. They don't call it the lower astral.
Oh,
they call
it
the jungle.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it houses pretty much everything nasty that you could think of on the astral plane. From, you know, these lower types of souls to astral parasites.
Wow.
You know, lower types of thought forms, projection type of energy, or like evil eye type of energy.
Wow. It's like a feral world.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's interesting when I've crossed over earthbound spirits, because usually they're on either the earth plane or the lower astral. And I'll ask them, what do you see around you? And they'll so often say, I'm all by myself in this really dark patch of woods. So it's so lonely.
Aww.
And dark, you know? So that's why, like, a part of me always tries to have compassion for these souls. Because can you imagine, you know, being in your house, going about your business, and then all of a sudden being somewhere that you don't recognize and no one talks to you anymore. People are moving your stuff and emptying your house out, and it's upsetting.
Well, but let me ask you, let me ask you this. Can they come back and say, I want to go back and I want to redeem as much of this as I can? Can I go back and try to learn more and try to get better? Can they do that? Do they have that choice?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, each soul has the opportunity to go back and learn more. You know, like I tease my guides sometimes, I say, you know, after I'm done with this incarnation, I don't want to go back. And they're like, you say that now.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I don't, you know, I think the human part of us, you know, wants to stay on the other side and be with our family, but our spirit and our soul always wants to keep learning, is what they've said. So usually we get jazzed up on the other side, and then we're like, all right, I'm ready to go back. I want to learn more.
Well, it's kind of like my discussion with Mary Helen Hensley. She said, you know, nobody wants to come here and says, hey, I think I'll come down and have cancer and have a parent that's no longer in my life. Right. And just, you know, and I also have a husband who cheats on me. And I think I'll go ahead and come down with a severe mental illness. You know, that sounds great. I mean, and in a perfect form up there with God, that sounds fantastic. What a great PhD for God. But then you come here and you're like, I don't ever want to do this again. Because, you know, in a 3D world, I know this is a very dense, heavy, hard place to be. And I think everyone should congratulate themselves for even trying this world, right?
It truly is. You know, my guides tell me very often, and I'm glad you brought this up. They so often say, like, the earth plane is a learning school. And we are the hottest show in the galaxy right now.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Everyone on the other side is watching what's going on the earth plane right now.
So I'm not real impressed.
Well, they have said people that incarnate onto the earth plane are some of the bravest of the brave souls, because this is the densest plane that you could be on anywhere.
Wow.
Everybody give themselves a pat on the back. You are some of the bravest of the brave to be here.
Well, guys, you know, Christina, she's a psychic medium, and she's also a Reiki master and teacher, but she also can talk to her guides. And I just told you that earlier. But some of the conversations we have, sometimes, you know how you just know when someone's the real deal? And she has consistently been someone that I know when I ask her a question, I feel it in my soul, it's right. And I just know it is. And that's not to, you know, boast her up too much. She deserves all of that. But it's just one of those things where it's just the real deal. So every time I talk, and you know, she's always been just so lovely and kind to just answer my questions. And even the other people I've had on, she'll chime in and she'll say, listen, they were right on. That's exactly what my guides tell me, you know, other psychics and stuff. So I'm so happy that I keep finding such great people to interview, because this, to me, this is important to know, if nothing else, just to feel better about, guys, I don't want to go anywhere anytime soon. I want to live my life and be a grandparent eventually and do all the things with my family. I've got years, I hope, but I'm not afraid to go if I have to go, you know?
Yep. And, you know, it's so funny that you say that too, because I carried a lot of fear around my own passing because of my religious upbringing.
Right.
You know, I can remember as a kid, I couldn't have been more than 5 or 6, just hysterically crying, reciting like the prayer of salvation over and over again, because I was so afraid if I died in my sleep that I would go to hell.
Yeah.
So I can't impress this enough on everyone. When you pass away, I have been told so often, you are just surrounded by so much unconditional love in that moment of your passing. And
right.
There's always someone there to take your hand. There is nothing for you to be afraid of.
Yeah.
And it might even be my mom, because she's a greeter.
Right. You know, my guides, you and I had this conversation the other day, but my guides have often said, whatever your perception of the afterlife is now, is some of the first things that you will see upon your passing. Wow. So I like to encourage people, get some sort of mental picture of how you want your afterlife to look. Who do you want to come take your hand when you're passing? Is it a family member? Do you want a spirit guide to come take your hand? Do you want to see a pet that you loved? You know, state those intentions for yourself. Yeah. And create that reality within your mind. Because they say anything that we have, you know, meditated on for a long period of time in this life is what we will experience, you know, upon our passing.
Well, and I've heard so many times too, Christina, they say, just ask.
Yes.
Just ask, right? Like, you know, the people on the lower plane that want to come back and maybe, you know, I want to do this again. I don't want to be down here anymore. Just ask. Just say, I want to come back. Can I come back? And if God is all forgiving and unconditional, why wouldn't he say, of course you can come back. It's all up to you. It's always been up to you.
Right. And that's so true. It's exactly right. You know, my guides say it so often, like spirit and God, they don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. They're not going to throw you into the oven for making, you know, a mistake. Right. And it doesn't matter how big that mistake was. You know, you will learn one way or the other on the other side in order to expand your consciousness.
And we have to make it so dang
better.
And we make it so dang difficult. It's not even that difficult. It's so simple. It's crazy.
I know. I know.
You know,
you are not lying. My understanding, this is another random tidbit, but my understanding of why Jesus came onto the earth plane is to get us off the wheel of karma.
Really?
He basically came down here, yeah, to say, hey, everybody, guys, wake up. Start treating each other with love. You know, you're making these same mistakes with each other over and over and over again, and you can't seem to get out of this, you know, mental mindset. So I'm going to impart some knowledge to you to see if that can get you off of this constant wheel of making the same mistakes and having to come back and, you know, redo it. So yeah, basically what they told me was he came here to lift the consciousness, to raise the awareness so that we stopped hurting each other.
Well, and he opened up a lot of eyes because he's still around, what, 2,000 years later? He tried then and he's still doing it now. And, you know, I'm just so happy that I was able to talk to you about this. So tell my listeners, Christina, what they can expect if they come to you for psychic medium work, for any Reiki sessions.
Sure. So I have a YouTube channel completely devoted to Reiki by proxy work. If you go to YouTube and search The Rainbow Warrior, you'll find me there. And that's solely devoted to doing distance Reiki by proxy for the collective. You can find me on the Ghosties podcast, streaming on all major platforms with my co-host, Missy.
Yes.
And then you can also, there's, I think you'll probably include like my link, but
yes,
you can book services through my website, whether it be a Reiki session, or I also teach Reiki certification classes. And then on my TikTok, I do free tarot readings and Reiki for the collective as well there.
You do free tarot readings. That's how I met you. I found you on TikTok and I asked about my podcast and you're like, your podcast is going to do so well. And I'm like, yay. So, and it has been so far. And I'm so happy about that. But guys, she's got a link tree and I'll link that on my show notes and listen to her podcast. She and Missy have been talking about Hellier. I think there's a part one and a part two out right now. And that is so interesting to me. So I'm going to go listen to that pretty soon. I'm going to go make some lunch and I'm going to listen to that one. So Christina, you have been fantastic as usual, and I will have you back no matter what you want or say. I will have you back. And so thank you so much, girl.
You're welcome.
Well, I love providing because I want to know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again and I will see you next week.